Really? That's the toxic trait that you want to change?
Yes, I definitely want to change it because it's rude.
And girl, like, you have way more other toxic traits back.
Hey, everyone. Hi, welcome back to another episode, our 50th episode.
50.
I was meant to bring a cupcake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was fully meant to bring a cupcake and we were meant to celebrate because it's our 50th episode and that's crazy. We hit 50. 50 weeks 50 of
episodes.
I don't know if it's 50 weeks. It's been longer than 50 weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah, because we did took breaks.
We took breaks.
Yeah, we did take breaks.
We did take breaks. And, you know, we had like our little summer break. And
you know what I want to watch again?
What do you want to watch? Go on, tell me. What do you want to watch?
Remember the episode we did for the end of 2024?
Oh my God.
And we had like...
Oh my gosh.
I want to watch it again and see like...
Our predictions?
Yeah.
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 I kind of listened to that one.
Yeah.
And some of our predictions were a bit crazy. I don't think we predicted that we were going to go on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. Or did we? I don't know. I didn't listen to the full thing.
Really?
Really? No, but I remember that we predicted some crazy numbers.
Yeah.
For like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. But then we did kind of slack off on TikTok and Instagram.
And on everything.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But guys, we're done with our semester. Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Yes.
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 We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done with this semester. Now it's winter break and I'm meant to pull out my wisdom teeth this winter break. So we might need to pre-record some episodes because otherwise my face is going to be like super swollen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be just in like so much pain for like maybe 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know. I get different numbers from different people. Some people are like, oh, you'll be fine after the first week. And then some people are like, no, you're going to be in bed rest for like the whole break. And I'm like,
okay,
oh,
that's a bit intense.
I don't know. I mean, it's a surgery basically in your mouth.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it's that intense.
We're just gonna have to see.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to see. I'm kind of scared because I don't like mouth things. Like I hated
everyone being close to my face.
Yeah, I know. Like whenever I do your makeup, you're like, give me a minute, I need to breathe.
Yeah, like I actually cannot. I would be like, boss,
just 1 minute. Yeah. Anytime I'm like anywhere near Shahad's face, she's like, 1 second.
So I cannot imagine. Wait, will you be awake during the surgery?
Yeah. They don't make you pass out. At least here, I know in the US, they like put gas or like they make you like inhale some sort of gas that makes you like knocked out. And then
you wake up and you start saying some random things.
Yeah. But no, I think here they just give you like basic anesthesia.
Yeah, like the local.
Yeah. Just the basic stuff. And apparently for some people, it's like they felt like the whole
and
thing
happening.
Apparently for some people, they felt the whole thing happening. Like they felt like their literal teeth come out. My heart, my jaw is literally hurting thinking about it. I'm so scared. I think that
the anesthesia wasn't proper. I feel like you can, if you can still feel it, you can ask him for a second dose.
But see, the thing is like, okay, because like when I used to have braces and stuff, they put like screws in my mouth because like my teeth were so forward apparently. Yeah. And like
apparently
again with the apparently my teeth were so forward and they had to like put like two screws in my mouth like at the top and they had to put like anesthesia obviously because you're like drilling something in my gum, which is crazy to think about. I remember when it happened I felt it, but I didn't feel the pain extremely, but I felt discomfort. Like I was like, oh, this hurts so bad.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember taking it out was worse than putting it. Because they didn't put any numbing taking it out.
Ow.
Yeah.
So they just...
Yeah, they just unscrewed it. I wonder if anyone has that experience. Because anytime I tell my braces experience, everyone's like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
I've never had braces, so I would never know.
But you have great teeth.
Thank you.
You have really, really great teeth. Also, we got called out. On our last episode.
It was kind of embarrassing.
It was kind of embarrassing. So I'm going to pull up the comments from last episode. So a lot of people did comment and they did say a lot of nice things. So we're going to go through your comments because honestly, we do say that we would go through your comments, but we don't. But this time around, it's our 50th episode. So we're going to be a little nice.
A little nice?
A little nice.
Yeah.
But
not too nice.
Not too nice.
Not too nice.
No, but actually, I like the people's perspective this time around. So last week we spoke about like, is it okay to like, is, what would it,
like, is being nice, like being too nice, makes people think it's okay to disrespect you.
Yeah. So we're going to go through some of your comments. Someone said, you two are my sisters in Islam, so I wanted to give you a friendly reminder. Reminder, you are not being nice to gain the respect of other people. You are being nice to gain the pleasure of Allah.
I really love that one.
That one actually put me in my place.
That one really changed. Like, I felt my brain expand.
That one woke me up.
Yeah.
Someone said, be kind to nice people and don't take disrespect from anyone. And then someone left a really long comment, so we'll go through it super quickly. I will try to explain why people find it easier to disrespect certain people, person A, and find it difficult to disrespect others, which is person B. Firstly, we should also acknowledge that these types of people can distinguish between person A and B, are really sharp, and that they can pick on cues and undertones. So I think that means like the kind of vibe you give off.
Yeah.
Person A can be really nice, but sometimes they may not prioritize themselves and would like to please people and cater their demands. Person A can also be a person with low self-esteem, which shows really easily in conversation, and people can pick on that. Which is kind of what I was saying last time, where it's like, oh, is it like a matter of self-confidence? Yeah. Person A can also be a person who is a bit underconfident and cannot set a boundary. They can also be people who are easily convinced by people. They don't have strong opinions of their own, and they find it difficult to disagree. However, person B, on the other hand, is the one who knows their self-worth, are assertive in communication, have strong opinions, and can easily disagree with people without the fear of offending them. They prioritize themselves. They can set a boundary without being explicit with strongly worded sentences. And then they gave examples of sentences. But yeah, and then other people were talking like just basically about validation. Why did they do that if I have to be nice? This goes back to your self-worth. And then someone said they love our questions that we're proposing, and they also gave their opinion. But yeah. Oh, there was one comment that I actually, and if the person's ever going to watch this, I want to know what this means. We made Shahad KKKKK sound great.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Wait, I want to know what that means. Because so I was bad.
Lost. I read it like 50 times.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's just like a brief on some of the comments. I want to start including that more where we talk about some people's comments. But anyway, today's episode has a completely different discourse. We want to do a more fun, lighthearted episode. So we want to do more like fun games.
Sorry, I'm just
trivia.
Too focused on this car and how it's parking.
It's parking?
Yeah.
No, they're doing a good job. He's doing a good job. He's not so bad. I feel like maybe he's acting like person A a little bit. He's a little unconfident.
He's a little underestimating his worth.
He's doubting himself.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I think he was dropping off someone. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so today we wanted to do more like a game trivia question, because I feel like that would be really fun instead of like constantly like serious topics, because it's our 50th. Let's have a little fun.
Yeah.
You know, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
So I...
Without the cupcake.
Without the cupcake, unfortunately. Maybe I'll get the cupcake for next week's episode.
I love how we're matching kind of like the colors.
The tones. Yeah, I like it.
We
didn't plan this at all.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so the first segment, I would say, yes, is going to be deep questions for Say It or Spill It. Okay. So how this is going to go is that we're going to ask each other questions. I share the questions with Shahad as well. And if we choose to not answer the questions, we're going to need to scroll on our Instagram, pick a random story. Shahad's going to tell me when to stop. And Shahad's going to basically reply to the story with whatever she wants, or I reply to her story with whatever I want.
Okay.
Let's go.
Who's starting?
Okay.
I feel like
should I start?
Okay. I was gonna do rock paper scissors.
We could do rock paper scissors. Let's go. Yeah, okay, ready? Shoot.
Yeah.
Rock paper scissors shoot. Rock paper scissors shoot. Rock paper scissors shoot.
Okay. I start.
And you start.
Okay.
Ask me a question. Go on.
Okay. What's a mistake you have made that changed your life for the better?
Damn.
That's kind of deep.
That is kind of deep.
That's a little bit too deep.
Wait, hold on. A mistake that I made that changed my life for the better?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or at the time, you might have thought that it was a mistake. But it turns out it was actually like, whoa, wait, actually, that's not a mistake.
Wait, I'm actually not too sure. I can't really think. Would this count? If I can't think,
I'll have to scroll through your stories.
Ugh. Okay, wait. Let me think. A mistake that I've done. I don't think if I've done it and if it turned out well, I don't think I would remember it as a mistake. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, scroll through my stories, girl. I don't know what to tell you, to be honest, but like, I don't think I can think of one.
I'm just
Okay.
gonna close my eyes.
I'm gonna tell you once.
Oh, you're
Oh.
gonna tell me
Oh,
and
you're gonna
stop?
stop. Okay, go on.
Yeah. Okay, this one.
Who's this person?
I have no idea. She looks like a
Oh,
cutie.
okay.
I'm gonna tell her to tell her happy birthday. Because the video is happy birthday to my favorite Irish. So I'm gonna tell her. Tell her
Wait, this is kind of low key.
happy
This is kind of low key crazy.
birthday from me. Mwah.
Okay, click start. Oh, in all caps? Lord. Okay,
Okay.
and it's sent. All right. Okay, my
Okay.
turn. Okay. What's the most vulnerable thing you've ever shared with someone?
I share everything.
Give me your phone.
What's the most vulnerable thing?
Yeah.
Girl, yeah, I share everything. I don't have anything that's like,
This like
yeah.
okay.
Like, I could be like, no, خلاص, yeah. Take it. Take it. Wait. Let me turn on my Instagram data. Okay.
Okay, ready? I'm a
It's deep and dumb, right?
deep and dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's this?
Oh, it's like a random. I don't
It's a doctor. Okay. It's a doctor for like face lifts. Wow. I'm booking. My, hold on.
That's
I'm
actually
booking
embarrassing.
my appointment with you today. Lol.
That's so lol.
Said, no, I didn't add the
Oh,
lol.
okay.
I said lol out loud. Okay. Wait, why am I so nervous? This is so good.
Yeah,
This feels.
this is a little bit too much. Okay, my turn.
No, my turn. Oh no,
No,
your
my turn,
turn.
girl.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a dumb one now.
Okay, go on.
Okay. If you could replace any body part with a tool, what would it be?
Cool. I think I would replace a tool. I feel like I would replace one of my fingers with like, what is that? It's not a screwdriver, but it's like the thing that like, it's like for bolts and stuff. It's like a really
Yeah.
strong one. That's I think that
Why?
because I feel like if I was to ever need it, it would just be on like a pinky finger.
But that's so useless.
No, I feel like that is useful.
You
Like
can
if a
have like
car broke down,
a lip balm on your pinky finger.
but that's not a tool.
But like an item, an
I'm
object.
thinking of like an appliance, like a screwdriver or something like that.
Okay, a screwdriver, you'll use it more frequently than a.
Okay, maybe I would do a screwdriver, but I would do it on a pinky. I don't know why. I'd have a pinky screwdriver. Just like, oh, this needs fixing. Or like a really mini one, because sometimes my glasses get loose.
Yeah.
So like having it to like screw my glasses, I think that would help.
That is very dumb.
Okay, next question.
Like
What would yours be?
I said, yeah, like the tiny screwdrivers.
Diver?
I'm gonna have a
Really?
diver
Diver?
from my pinky.
Okay.
Or I can have my mic be the pinky.
Oh, so it's always recording you.
Hello, guys. Yeah.
Deep, okay?
Deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Who in your life do you secretly envy and why?
Envy. Envy.
Yeah. It could be like, oh, I envy them because they have like really good style. Or like, I envy them because they're
Okay, I
really.
don't know if I'll choose the word envy. Envy, because envy sounds so like
It sounds really
jealous.
negative, yeah.
Yeah. It's giving like jealous وبحسدها,
Yeah.
which I don't. I
Yeah.
don't give hasad to anyone. But there is this one girl in my uni, and bro, like you can tell from the way she is as a person, and she's so confident in herself. She's confident in herself, she's confident in her opinions. She doesn't need anyone's validation.
Okay.
There's actually two people like that.
Really,
One
in your
person,
uni?
yeah, and then the other person, she loves her own company and she finds peace and comfort in herself.
Okay.
So I feel like whenever I look at them, I get mesmerized by like how strong their personality is. That's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough, because it's not like you envy them where it's like you wish bad for them, where
No.
it's like, oh, Like, these girls, like, I want to, you
Yeah.
know, but it's like the characteristics that they have, you're like, oh, I would want to have that for myself
Yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Because those, like, I can specifically say those are the two people that you can truly, like, when you walk, like, with them or when you talk to them, you can see that, okay, they're like here. You know what I mean?
You know those people that it's like as soon as they come into a room, their presence just fills the room, and it's not like they're doing too much.
Yeah.
Like they're not loud, they're not trying to get people's attention. They just naturally like possess this energy, and like people are just like gravitated towards them.
Yes.
Those are the people that impress me as well,
Yeah.
because it's like they don't do so much,
Yeah.
and then they still get that like attention and that respect. Yeah, I
Yeah.
like that. Okay, go on, ask me.
Okay.
Are we doing deep or dumb for me?
What do you want?
I don't know. I feel like either way, I'm just gonna blank out and not know what to answer, to be honest. Like, I feel like I'm not even doing a great job so far.
Okay, well, what's one conspiracy theory you low-key believe in?
Good question. I think low-key the Illuminati, bro.
Really? I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, something about it. Like anytime I'm on TikTok and like when the whole Beyonce thing happened,
Oh, yeah.
and then they were like talking about this, and then Doja Cat, and she
Yeah.
like does that sign, and I don't know who. I just feel like the Illuminati, only because like it goes into the industry of like music and everything, right? Majority of the time, or like actresses and actors, but more so, it's like with music, and I feel like music is such a
Concerts.
concerts.
Concerts are
Just
so
so, they
scary.
just feel so demonic, and
Yeah.
especially recently, like, bro, they have like devils everywhere, and like
Yeah.
everyone's wearing red and black, and it's like a whole ritual practice, and it's just like,
Yeah.
what's going on? And I don't remember concerts being like that. Like, concerts used to be like this fun thing and whatever. I
Yeah.
mean, I've never been to a concert,
Same. But
but
I've
like, it
seen
doesn't
like my
even.
friends and their videos that they sent and all, like when you see thousands and thousands of people jumping at the same time. Like
Time.
the flow of everything is just too creepy.
Yeah.
I
And
don't
then they're
like
all
it.
like chanting to this one
Yeah.
person. Oh my
Yeah.
God. No. I
Yeah.
actually don't like watching concert videos. I don't like, and especially like, what was going on? There was a concert recently that was happening, and like I kept on seeing TikToks of like kids like going into like pits and like falling on top of each other. Yeah, bro. I
No.
don't even know why
I
do they
remember
do that.
was it Travis Scott? I don't know. There was in America, they had a concert and people died.
There's always someone dying in a
Like a
concert.
lot of people
There's
apparently
always someone
died.
dying, and
I
it
think it was
like
Kim Kardashian's husband. Who is he?
Kanye.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine you're
Who
like
is he? People in the comments.
they're gonna flame you. Imagine your last day on earth is in a concert.
No.
I saw there was this one. It was in the UK. I don't know if I'm tripping, but it was a story about this one hijabi girl. She did go to a concert, and she passed away in that concert. And then the whole like Muslim community went in like uproar, because it's like you're a hijabi in a concert, and then that's
But she
also,
died, didn't she?
yeah, she passed
Allah
away.
yarhamha.
Allah yarhamha.
But what did they say?
And they're like, that's your last day on earth and stuff. But I feel like, isn't that written for you? Like, your last day is written for you.
Yeah, but I feel like,
It could have been avoided.
yeah, you can
Like, maybe that
definitely.
was her last day, but then like that wasn't the last plan. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been her last day, but not.
At a concert.
Yeah, like she could have said no.
I don't know. But anyway, long story short, conspiracy theory that I feel like does exist. Like, I don't believe in the Bermuda Triangle where things disappear and
Oh,
never end.
yeah.
Like, that, I feel like wishy-washy, but the Illuminati just feels like, okay, I don't know if it's necessarily
For
like the
me,
Illuminati itself, but like there is some sort of power that's controlling everything.
I feel like it's the Mandela effect. I
I need
think
to understand that more.
it's basically when you, in your head, you believe that you've always seen something
A
in a
certain
certain
way.
way, but then when you
Yeah.
search about it or when you find out, it's like, no, it wasn't that way. But like a lot of people
Can agree that it
can
was this.
agree that it was this way.
Yeah,
And then
I know
all
that
of a
with like,
sudden,
I've seen that with like Pepsi Cola
yeah.
logos.
And then with the Nike, like the guy with the basketball, like the
The
dunk,
Jordan,
yeah,
yeah.
apparently he's wearing like joggers, not shorts.
What? I
Yeah.
remember the shorts part.
I remember the shorts too, but apparently he's in joggers. See, that's the thing, like why, how,
Or like,
that's
even there was
interesting.
like, I remember I was watching one, and there, you know how like brands have like their logo, their slogan, and then like a little rhythm.
Yeah.
There was one that had a little rhythm. It wasn't McDonald's. It was something else, but everyone remembered their rhythm to like say something, and then it was like a completely different song. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how that works.
Same.
Is it like...
I don't know,
actually.
That's why I think it's a interesting conspiracy.
Okay, on to you, girl. Yeah, Let me ask you, okay? Do you want light or, like, more intense?
I don't mind.
Okay. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten and regretted?
Strangest thing I've ever eaten.
And regretted, yeah.
Girl, أنا بلعة.
But you know,
I don't regret anything.
But like, bro, like back home when we go to Jordan, people eat like tongues and brains. And
yeah, no, we don't.
I don't know if I've regretted that, like eating that. Yeah. But I just felt like, I don't, it's not my preference. But then some people like it and they cook it like nice with like spices and stuff. No? You don't have one?
No.
Does that mean like?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, open up your phone, babes.
That's not fair. You're picking not nice questions.
I'm not. I'm picking very average.
No, not average.
Okay. Who's this? Oh, I can't even pop up.
It's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be. It's just some random person, and then they have like the little thing where I can't pop up on their story. Yeah. Whatever.
Oops. Oopsie daisies. Okay, what do you want? I feel like I should give you a deep question because you've been giving me a hard time.
I actually haven't, but...
You literally have.
Okay. I asked you, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Ooh, what's a toxic trait you're actively working on changing?
Okay, I don't know if it's toxic, but I have a really bad habit. And I was just talking about it earlier with my friend. I have a really bad habit of interrupting people. And I feel like I do it so much on the podcast.
Really? That's the toxic trait that you want to change?
Yes, I definitely want to change it because it's rude.
Girl,
and like,
you have way more other toxic traits than I think you should.
What toxic traits do I have that I should change?
So then.
That is something really bad that I just assume the worst for people. I just like my head just goes into, oh, they're probably doing this right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm not actively working on fixing that just yet.
Okay.
When the time comes, the time comes. Nice. But right now, it's like I'm really bad at interrupting people because I just feel like I get so excited when I talk.
Yeah.
And like I just immediately, I literally did it when you were talking about the Mandela effect. Like you were explaining yourself and I was like, oh, the Coca-Cola, the Pepsi Coca-Cola. Like even if I interrupt, I don't make sense.
Yeah.
I need to just take a deep breath and not get excited.
Down. But see, sometimes like, who was it? Like, remember yesterday we were on a meeting with this girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm sorry for interrupting, but if I don't say it now, I'll forget.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also me. And maybe it's also you where it's like, if you feel like if you don't say it now, you'll actually forget your point.
It's not even that I'll forget my point. It's just that I feel like my point will pass and I won't be able to mention it anymore. And that was something that like, I remember when in my first internship, like we were having a meeting for the first time. And the girl that was like helping me out, she was like, you need to watch people's body language to see when to jump into the conversation, just to make sure that your point is still valid, like you can still say it, but that it's not like you're interrupting or like cutting people off.
Oh.
And now it's like, well, then I was really wary of like, okay, this person's about to wrap it. Like I can tell they're about to go quiet for a second. And then that's when I jump in. But now it's just like, oh my God, yeah, all over the place.
What happened?
I don't know. I think I just got really excited and we didn't have the podcast at the time. I feel like the podcast just makes me so energetic all the time. I'm just like, let's go.
Yeah.
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 So that's one toxic trick that I'm actively working on doing. And I literally mentioned it to my friend earlier because I was like, I'm sorry, I just interrupted you. And people don't like being interrupted. So that's why it's not nice. Okay. If you could swap lives with a celebrity for a day, who would it be? And what's the first thing you'd do? Doesn't have to be like a mainstream celebrity. It could be like a talk show host or like a person you follow on Instagram.
Girl, I don't know. I live under. Why'd you give me this stuff?
Okay.
Does not...
That doesn't count.
Okay,
that doesn't count.
Okay,
that doesn't count.
Okay.
I'll retry.
Thank you.
What's a secret talent that you have that's completely useless? Like some people are like double jointed, so they can do like random things with their.
I'm meant to be double jointed, but I'm meant to have hypermobility syndrome, but it's apparently not doing its thing. Yeah, I mean it is kind of, but like people are like really like hyper
mobile.
Like
they can bend your mic. One secret tithe, I'll help you out for me.
Oh, I can crack a lot of my knuckle, like my
fingers,
knee, toe, heel.
You neck. Can crack your toes?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Neck, back, this, like, wait. I feel like now I need to
hold on. Let me. I got you.
That this part right here, like this is already.
That's cracked. Such a random part of your body to know how
and to. And I cracked this one too, but I've already cracked it before. But I can also do this one.
Oh
yeah. So yeah, I different
body cracks.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know if I can do it anymore. I haven't done it in a long time. But I remember I used to watch like these gymnastic videos, and I was like 7 years old, and I really wanted to be in gymnastics. So then I did at home gymnastics, and one of them was that you lay your body flat on the floor, your stomach down, and you make your feet touch the top of your head.
Oh.
I used to be able to do that where it's like your body literally just does like a C shape.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that. My mom would always scream at me. She'd be like, your back, oh my god, you're breaking your back. And I would be like, girl, I'm literally just like super flexible.
I'm just a gymnastic girly.
I want to be gymnastic girly. Okay, yeah. Go on, ask me. I never knew that you could crack that part of your body.
Yeah, there's so much, like the normal ones, the side to side.
Yeah,
there's too much.
Okay.
What's a lie you've told recently but no one knows about it?
Well, I mean, if it's a lie, I'm going to keep it a lie. Go ahead and scroll. I can't even think of
one. Cut the cameras.
I can't even think, to be honest. But, like, if it's something that I'm saying as a lie, I'm going to keep it as a lie.
Who are these?
What's the username? Oh, she was from my high school. She was a grade younger than me.
Well, she put the song Birds of a Feather, so I'm just going to repeat it again. Lord. In caps. Where's the hearts?
Oh, we're adding hearts.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, look, click send. I'm not even having that much fun. You're answering everything, bruh. Okay, last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What's the most... Oh, no. I'm going to switch it up. What's the last thing that you Googled? Let's check.
Bro, I was doing a physics tutoring it. So it's just going to be, what is density? So
you're tutoring? Oh, my God. What is the last thing you Googled?
Oh, it was about the watches.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because I want to buy a watch and there is like an offer.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. It's a buy one, get two.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. Okay, and then I have a little quick, another segment, super quickly, that I prepared for Shahad that I think is going to be so much fun.
Okay.
Where it's basically, like, who said it? So I went back to our episodes, I listened to some of the things you said, some of the things I said, some of the things neither of us said, and it's fake.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to switch it up.
Okay.
First of all, their whole audience is Egyptian. Why would they put pasta and noodles? Who said that?
You definitely said that.
That was about your Egypt trip when you went to go to the hotel and you were thinking like, oh, they I wanted some sushi.
Yes.
And they had kebsa and mahshi. Okay.
Okay.
You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and you're just imagining all the bad things you can say and do? That was you.
That was me.
That was you. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing in uni or my life. And as soon as uni starts, I'm enrolling myself in 20 clubs.
That's you.
That is me.
That is you.
Because you already are in like 30,000 clubs. Okay.
If it was just the first part, not the enrolling, I would have thought it was me.
Okay. Energy drinks don't fix bad decisions.
Oh, no, we've never said that. No, we're not that, what's the word? not mature,
immature,
what did mature, like deep, like thinkers, like that.
Oh, that's a deep thinking state.
Energy drinks don't fix life. Actually, hormones.
The fact that you went, oh no, okay. Last time when we were recording, I was looking at the camera and felt like we weren't recording.
Me.
Even the way it's so confusing.
Why are you bullying me?
Being late is a form of art.
No. Again, these are way too intellectual for us to come out of our mouth.
How is this?
No. The art of, I don't know what. No, no, we don't talk like that.
I don't trust people who don't eat properly in the day.
No one. I don't trust people that eat full stop. What? I don't trust people full stop. No, I don't trust people who eat.
Okay, last one. My sister.
My sister, okay.
My sister, when she couldn't reach me, she texted the group chat with all my friends.
Oh, I can never Jenna. Spend time alone.
Oh, Jenna. Yeah, that was
yeah. Jenna. Of course. Guys, please text Chad, I want food. Thank you.
She's never done that.
No, she said, guys, Chad's not replying, tell her to reply to me. What she wanted me to reply to her was, I want food. That's what she wanted. She texted like 30 God. People because oh she wanted God. Food.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys.
That was an amazing 50th episode.
Yeah.
And inshallah to another 50. When we reach 100, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually get a cupcake this time.
Why do you have to diss me, bro?
You always bully me, bro.
Swadhan. Coming from me? Lock my PhD there. Okay.
Yallah. Take care, guys. I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye-bye.